point is that, I mean, he was busy with the conundrum of each one needs the other one to exist when the thing starts wrong. That's what he was busy with before. And now he's going to say another Mahalach. So before he had said, you have to be a bar tyra. Now it's someone who has, you know, who would like to have tyra. He's a roifach on it. Now he's going to have another nekuda.
Rabbi, I think we did this already, the shtickle last week.
We did? And now,
Ein Chochmen Yura,
which is the one?
I think Ein Chochmen Yura, yeah.
Okay, good. I just have a marker on the page, so I don't have the... he's going first of all to explain in Ein Chochmen Yira what in at least half of it the why Ein Yira in Chochma, and then he is going to explain how the two work in tandem. So the first one, he says in Ein Chochmen Yira, what is the kesha between Chochma and Yira? And here he's going to say Kol Shiyos Chetek Gerom Chochmosei Chochmosei Miskayemes Kikim HaChochma Yira Shemayim. So the understanding of why Chochma needs Yira Shemayim, he's saying, is as to hold it in place. Why Yira Shemayim needs Chochma, I think he has an easier time. So the Amar Chosid V'Labur Yiri Chet. If a person doesn't dehera Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he can't be a Yirei Shemayim. Yirei Shemayim is something, Moshamad Avadayma. A kid can't have a Yiras HaKavod for a Adam Gadol, or even for a king if he's young enough, because he doesn't dehera what is the, what's the Nekuda here. It's kind of, sort of a, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's the only way a person who's very coarse or crass can hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in a very, very low eifin of Yiras Einish. Masha'ein came someone who is more sophisticated can hear it in a higher eifin, in the way it should be. In other words, he can hear the Kadosh Baruch Hu for 40 years, but that requires certain dark of learning and knowing and so on. The other one is a little harder. Kol Shiyos Chetek Kedemes Chochmot Chochmotes Kayemes says Kikim HaChochma Yiras Shemayim. So it says it in a few places, the Marshal Yiras Hashem Tehoira and Medes La'at. There's something about the quality of Yira that's Oymed La'at. And let's describe it in a way that the Maral himself in different places says something similar. L'chura, let's give an example. Outside pressure against something, for instance, let's say a person has a patch on a ship, on a submarine, and it's a piece of metal outside, and he glues it to the submarine, but the pressure on the outside pushing it against the submarine holds it there much tighter. When a person goes on these rides, and the things automatically close against the person because the outside pressure is pushing it. The downside of Ahava is that which I want is part of my metzias only if and when I want it. So as long as I want it strong, I'm holding on it. But if there's nothing pressing it against me, then at some point it falls off. For instance, if we like doing something, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it with a lot. Tani, it's a Toiv and Givaldik. But the only thing that keeps a person getting up every morning going to work is not because it's Cheshek Vid, it's because he doesn't have much of a choice. He knows that he gets fired if he doesn't show up, and it's not an option to get fired because he has bills to pay. The level of Yira means the mitzvah of the thing is imposed from outside in. Ava is a mitzvah that's projected from inside out. If I happen to like Ruvain, if I happen to think highly of Avodas Hashem, I do it. But in the morning that I wake up on the wrong side of the bed, I don't feel up to it, then I just don't do it. What we're talking about Chachma over here is, like what we say, it's not Chachma exactly as translated in English. Person knows a lot, thinks a lot, understands a lot, and so on. We're talking about a person whose sense of emes and toiv is right. Now, the real Chachma is Chachma of toiv. And the person likes that, the person wants that, the person is idealistic. So that's fantastic. But he doesn't exactly, but it doesn't, that idealism and wanting it is not going to help him on a day when he just doesn't feel like it. So if a person wants, the media person needs to have something stay permanently, is if he then has it as something come from the outside. So if a person's attitude is, let me figure out what is the best way to live, what's the right way to live, and I'll do it, then that person might very well flop and not do it at some point. Because, yes, he came to his realization, but at some point, he doesn't feel like it. But if a person's search for emes is that there's an outside emes, and there's something outside a standard which I am accountable to, then what I'm doing is, when I'm discovering it, I'm really stelling myself to a mitzvah, and that becomes my mitzvah seifis. So lemaisa, yira is necessary for chachma to be a mechayev, to be something which is permanent, rather than, today I'm in a mood for it, and so on and so forth. That is one point that he's making about how it is that yira is nefei for chachma. Then he says, gam yishevayadam zekmoy imei terech eretz, shretzu loyma, kim ein yira shemayim shua tachlis, ki tachlis chachma yira shemayim, ki ein ha-chachma rak shegila shemayim pul ikar. And this is also, the Yir Shemayim, when we talk about the Chachma is only a Echetim Yir Shemayim, it means basically what I'm saying, that Yir Shemayim is the hair and the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, including his Ratzon and his impositions on us and so on. That's all included in that package. So the Tachlis of Chachma, so if I were to translate it into another term, a person who is being misamic into toiv and emes and gria, his matara is more like a scientist than it is as a philosopher. A scientist knows his metzias there, and he's looking to find that metzias, and what he's finding is that metzias. A philosopher is looking to project what he thinks is right, what he thinks is good, but there's no mitzvah there, it's an ideal. He's going beyond what's in the world, and the mela, there's nothing firm there. It's not as if the thing has a mitzvah and I can, if I'm wrong in my calculations, the building is going to collapse. No building will collapse, I'll rethink it, now I'll have a different, the hair of what's right and what's wrong. So it's like, any Yerushalayim should tachlis, ki tachlis chosen to Yerush Hashem. It's also the pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us kelim of chachma. Of all the lower kelim we have, hands and feet, greater sense, we need to ask ourselves, what's the tachlis of chachma? And obviously, I'm not talking about chachma, how to hunt an animal. And that chachma is not, it's a lower chachma, it's a part of the kuf. That's the same reason we need hands and feet. We need seichel to figure out how to hunt bison, find that sense. But we're talking about seichel and das in the big picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an ability to think about good and bad and so on and so forth. What's the purpose of that? And the answer is the purpose of that is to seek and to find have greater hero, because for us, the person going on the road of Chachma, he's getting closer to the Makar of Chachma, which is Yira. The Kacha Adam Shubal Chachma, Nesav Kar Vashem Yisparach, Ach Makab La Yira, and Hashem Yisparach. Avlabur, Mitzachu Rochim Hashem Yisparach, Shubal Chayma Bovad, he has the nothing inside, Urochim HaMelech, he Efsha Sheye Yirei Chet. Ulafika Chodiyah Chachma Magia Al Yerushmayim. The Efsha Sheye Zebel Yizeh, so a person's yira comes from chachma, a person's tachlis of chachma is the yira. Vigavim leitzer dover shetach sashlama leyimotze akoydem kein kiyum leblashem masay. So this is all done with the same principle that which has no real tachlis doesn't have any kiyum to itself. If you have a garment that has no finish, it'll unravel someplace. If a person has no sense of what's the tachlis of what I'm doing, then he's also not going to have any, then he's not going to be happy, he's not going to do anything. No, nobody will sit and philosophize without reason. So if someone has a job and teaches philosophy or he writes books, so fine, that's that. But if a person to think about Teva Ra without the hair that I will find the truth, then the person's not going to think about it, it's not going to happen, and he won't have Yira and Chachma. That's Yira Chachma. Okay, now we have the next part of the Mishnah of Das and Bina. Im Ein Das, Ein Bina. So now he's going to explain the general sense of the three main kolalim of Chochma Bina Das. A Chochma Kimashmo, Ashu Chochum Umasku Zorshe Boilom. So a Chochum, he says, means the person perceives and understands what is. What's the Matthias? That's one. Then he says, Rashi says that it's what a person heard. Like upon him, it's the given. And so speak every time, whenever you have any type of chachma, any input of chachma, there's always the given and what you derive from the given and so on. But Bino Maile Serim is a Shumev Del Dechta, Makiris and Sifri. So the Novan, the Chacham has a hand on that which is there. The Novan has a handle on that which could be there, on that which you can extrapolate from that which is there. So even if I have enough potatoes and I need a pair of shoes, I will sell the potatoes in one place, take the money, bring it to the second place to buy the shoes. So the same thing also, if I need to know halachas and there doesn't say shacharach, so I take the halachas that are there, I extrapolate and get to the core of it, and from that, I have to abstract it, and then I extrapolate it. So he says here a Hagadara, which is something that is a fascinating Hagadara. He says that Sheyeda Amitas Hadvarim Kifima Shehem Behevdol Hadvarim. I think what he means to say is that he can describe the things and the hair a real. He can have the essence of it. Let's explain what we're talking about. Imagine I show a kid dogs in the street. This is a dog, this is a dog, this is a dog, and so on. So the kid absorbs information about what things are dogs. When he gets older a little bit, he can say, well, I see dogs bite things, and they run quickly, so it's not a smart idea to be sending there a dog. I need to put some space between myself and the dog, so on. That would be a Bina type of thing. Now, at some point, I need to turn around as I get older and ask myself, what constitutes a dog? What's the difference between a dog and a bear and a wolf and a cat? And how am I, of all the things I know about a dog and that I can flesh out the picture of a dog, I still need to ask myself, what exactly is, what is Hagdara? If Hagdara is going to be something abstract, it's not going to be the point that this is a dog, that's the other thing. I'm going to be able to abstract it and give it some sort of mitzvah of ne'atzmai. By defining something, by Adam b'kerei Shem to Balchai, that's the Kurish says, v'yadura ka Adam gidur u'shulchai medaber. Ki mashu medaber nilu Adam m'shar Balchai. So I don't really know if I were to ask you what exactly is a person. So I think people are tall, people are stand on their feet, people are this or that, but I'm missing the havana and tfisa of what Adam is, unless I can give the hagdara. So if I can't be magdir the mechus of Adam, then I don't have exact understanding. I know many, many examples of Adam, but I can't be mad to it. There's a famous conundrum in logic, that the white goose, black goose. A person who's only seen white geese, and then he sees a black goose, is it a black goose or not? In other words, if all the geese I have seen are white, that's my experience, does white go into the definition of what a goose is? The hagdoras of the things I know, I need to be able to point to the kuda that specifies it. And that's the ultimate havana and tfisa of the thing itself. So chachma is a tchitzayin and tfisa. I just am able to absorb information. This is a cat. Two, allows me to flesh out all the tchunis and understandings of what a cat is. Balkar, it probably eats meat because of these type of teeth. It probably it hangs out here because it has this type of body and so on and so forth. Then I get to the core of it and say, so what is the set of properties that defines an Adam, that defines a cat, that defines everything. So the Das and the Bina, so that's where the Das and Chachma. Keep a mesh from a Dab and other Shabbat Chaim. So a deeper is the Tfisa of what a Balaram is. The Rambam uses a very similar lashon in Mishnah Torah, in Yisrael Torah, when he speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu, what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, when he told him, Harinu Es Kvedecha, so Moshe said, so the Rambam says, of course Moshe realized there's nothing to see physically. He wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inyan should be nivdal from other inyanim, the way a person who I know is nibdal to me from others. For instance, if I know someone just vaguely, so yeah, that's Yankel, that's Baruch, I don't have any feel in him as opposed to somebody else. Yeah, Yankel is a tall guy, smart guy. I can't say that I've given him a mitzvah of Yankel. But if I know Yankel, and he's my chavit, then I have a certain tefisa in him that sets him apart from everything else. So what he's saying here is, unless you have the havanah tefisa of what sets something aside, it is not. You don't have a tefisa in the thing itself yet. That's the chapter, in Das Ayin Avdolah Minayin, Das Ayin Avdolah Sanas. Avdolah really goes into giving the thing its mitzvah. Okay, any questions? questions.
I mean, obviously, I haven't seen the Hemshire, but if we're saying that only once a person reaches the level of Das and he understands how the thing is nived off from other things, so I would have thought that a person can't really have Bina, which means you're Bina and you're extrapolating if you don't actually have Chat what the thing is.
Correct.
So, I mean, is that... Yeah.
A good point. So let me explain it. You're right in the absolute sense, but the practical sense not. For instance, when scientists want to be Magdir, what family a certain animal belongs to, I observe its different phenomena, and I flesh it out, and then I say to myself, Mistama it's mahus is this or that. So you're right that if I were to tell me that a lion is part of a cat family, I could tell you X, Y, and Z about it. But the mitzvah is usually a person progresses. Like, Bakhtaris Adam. First, I'm told as a young boy, this is Adam, this is Adam, this is Adam. Then I learn all sorts of details and pratim about Adam. And when I have the whole picture, I can then get to the core. Kilo Bina is going outwards, and Das is sort of trying to get home at the Nakuda.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so next 2 weeks I'll be in a